Hello, welcome back to the Find Your Spark podcast. Today you have Nicole and Mari on.
Hi.
And so we were thinking about what we were going to do for this podcast, and what we've been releasing lately is a lot of Spark's values. So today we're going to talk about how one of our values is everyone is in this together. We are all in this together, and what that means to us. And thinking about that is different for everyone, I feel like, depending on how you view the world or how you view just humans in general. And for me, we're all in this together is definitely something foundational within all humans. So those of you that know about Spark, we talk about this understanding and this foundational understanding of how humans work, and teaching that to people is always a nice reminder that, yeah, regardless of people's differences, we really are all in this together, in this game of life, and how regardless of our differences, we all have our well-being inside. We all have that spark that's in us from the moment that we're born. And I think people just either, you know, don't know about that, or they forget that that's what we all have in common. And so highlighting we are all in this together is what we're really going to start focusing on today. So Mari, what do you think of when you hear that we are all in this together?
When I hear it, I think a lot about how problems aren't just isolated to one person or to one community, especially coming from the perspective of Spark and being a nonprofit that is absolutely dedicated to helping those who have the most needs in our community. I've realized that regardless of what I've gone through or regardless of what the people that we help have gone through, it's not just an isolated incident. It's not just an isolated problem. Because as humans, we're literally all in this together. And so I can't turn a blind eye to, you know, someone who's hungry or struggling with housing or struggling to pay their bills. More specifically with Spark, struggling with their own well-being and their mental health. It's something that isn't just a them problem. With being with Spark, I've really taken on this idea where, you know, if I do see someone struggling, I want to step in, not because it's my job, but because that's sort of like the human thing to do. I really like to express my humanity in that way. And I think that's really what we try to get across at Spark, is that mm-hmm. we don't have to push problems to the side and, you know, leave it for those who are experiencing it to solve. Because a lot of times, when you're in that problem, you're not seeing all the other opportunities and all the different ways that you can go about solving the problem. And inviting other people in, it welcomes new ideas and it sparks new ways of thinking. And I think that's so important for what we do and just humans in general. If I would have known that I didn't have to isolate myself because of my problems earlier on, I think I would have had a much different experience growing up, because I wouldn't have thought that it was all on me to fix, and I could have reached out for help. I could have utilized my community and not waited for someone else to look as sad as me before I was willing to open up.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's, you know, you don't see it until you get exposed to that, you know, like you go through these things in life and you think that it's kind of just what boxes you in, and therefore that's the people that you have to be surrounded by because of X, Y, and Z. But no, like if you are in a situation or a certain problem and you need help, literally we are all in this together. You can ask anyone and it could spark new ideas and different solutions for you. And, I think that's, you know, why that's one of our values, is because we work with so many different populations, and, you know, from young children to high school students, we work with adults that are incarcerated. We work with youth that are incarcerated. We work with women and sex trafficking safe houses. And there's just a lot of populations that we work with because that's just how we view life. We are all in this together, regardless of the situation that you're in. You have well-being inside of you. You have your spark inside of you. And once you see that for yourself, it ignites so much more beyond your thinking that you have about yourself in that little box. And I think that just being that voice to so many different populations really does open their eyes to see that, yeah, you know what? We are all in this together. We are all connected. We all have that well-being. And, you know, the world just kind of divides you up because you grew up here. You were raised this way. You believe in this. And we, you know, society just creates that division that we can sometimes get really lost in. But I think it's a nice reminder and really refreshing to know that regardless of that, you know, we can all help each other. And, yeah, we're all in this together.
I agree. It reminds me of traffic. We were talking about this earlier, but I really see this as kind of going down the expressway, and those who know me know that Florida traffic has driven me insane because it's very different from where I'm from. But it really makes me think a lot about how everyone is just in their own world. You know, you can't read a car's body language, so you don't know if someone's gonna come up ahead of you or if they're trying to get in your lane. But we're all in traffic together. We're all going to hit that same red light. We're all going to have to make a turn at some point. And, you know, there's just so many different places that everyone's going. And so nobody's ever on the same page necessarily, but we are all in that together. And so you have to be aware of what's ahead of you, what's behind you, who's next to you. And you can't just ignore it, because if someone's got their turn signal on and they're trying to merge, if you keep going, you guys are going to end up running into each other, and you never know what the other people were going through. You don't know anyone else's destination. And so you could be, you know, experiencing something really big. You might be on the way to the hospital or on the way to a big recital that maybe you're super nervous about, and this other person next to you is on their way to go get their morning coffee, and both feel really important to each individual, and there's no crossover. And so we have to be aware of that and understanding that even if your problem doesn't feel as big as mine, it's still a problem for you. And so we have to address that. I can't just ignore what other people are experiencing because of my own experience, and vice versa. And I think that's been a huge realization for me since working at Spark and learning everything that we teach, because it is so easy to get caught up in your own head and stuck in your experience and convince yourself that no one else can relate to you or no one else wants to help you through this. And I've realized that that's absolutely not the case. There's always someone that can help, that's willing to help. You have to be willing to recognize that you need the help and say something. And because no one can read minds, but we're all in this together.
Yes. I love the traffic analogy. And Mari shared that with me before we started recording, and it really made me see it differently. Like, wow, we all are on this highway together, and we all have completely different experiences, and we're coming from different places, but we're all here. We're all in it. And what one person way ahead of us, you know, like what you said earlier with a car, like it could be a car crash way ahead of you in traffic, and then now that's, you know, affecting everyone from getting to their destinations. And so it's like everyone has their problems, but it's all connected some way. So problems in the world that people are having, you know, we can all relate to it. We can all be helpful. We can all be compassionate, and we can all just share our experiences with people to to make their experience a little bit easier and not so boxed in to where they think that that's just their problem. And whenever you were sharing about the traffic analogy, it makes me think of how whenever I'm driving, sometimes I'll just look out my window and look at the person next to me and just wonder, like, what are they doing? Where are they going? Like, what is their schedule like today? And how it's probably completely different than my schedule or not. And it's just so interesting to think about. There are so many people in the world and they're all going somewhere. They're all doing something. And it could be completely different from you, but it's just so cool to know that, like, the common denominator is that we are all trying to get somewhere and we're all trying to do our best. And then maybe not. Maybe there's times where we're not trying to do our best, and that's okay too. But it's the commonality of that we are all in it together, and we all have our great days and we all have our bad days. And I think that that's, you know, really what that means to me and to how Spark views just we are all in this together, is that beyond our differences and what we like or what we believe in, that, you know, we do have that in common. And that's just nice to know. I think that that'd be so helpful for everyone in the world to know.
It's really comforting to recognize that every problem you have doesn't just have to be your problem. Even just actually working at Spark, save for, you know, the fact that we teach this, but I've become so close with everyone in the office, everyone that works here, and we are all so different. We all have very different personalities, we're different ages, we're in different stages of our lives, from different cities and states, and regardless of all of that, I've truly felt like I've found more family in, you know, in our office and what we do, and I think that's highlighted a lot to me in terms of just being able to trust other people, even if they don't look like you or sound like you or have the same experiences as you. I don't only have to feel like I can share, you know, my story with Chicagoans in their mid-20s or whatever it is. Like, we can all experience all of this together. I've learned so much from everyone in the office. I've gained so much perspective and awareness and appreciation for just other humans. And I think so much of that comes from the office culture that we have on, you know, highlighting these values and everyone constantly reminding each other that we have each other's back and that no problem is too big for us to figure out. There was the theme that we've always had, which is it always works out for us. And sometimes, you know, that can come off like, you know, I'm just wishful thinking or blind hope or whatever it might be, but it's actually really comforting to know that my boss and my coworkers and everyone around me is confident in the fact that we can figure this out as long as we do it together. And that's the key, is it's all going to work out for us in the end. Mm-hmm. It's not just working out for you or me or them. It's all of us, because that's the actual goal.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do use that a lot in the office. If something's not working out, it'll all work out for us. And I like that you highlighted it being on a bigger scale as well, because it really will all work out for us. And one thing that, you know, can get in the way of that is judgment. Like, that's just what keeps popping in my mind, is that, you know what? Like, a lot of times people don't feel connected to people because of judgment, whether they are judging them or they feel that the person's judging them. And I feel like that's just what can get in the way of that connection of how we are all in this together, is our thinking and really just manifesting in those judgmental thoughts or negative thoughts about other people or about yourself, and how, you know, maybe you feel that you're very different from other people and that you can't relate to others or that you don't have a lot in common with your family. But what's really nice to know is once you let those judgmental thoughts kind of fall back and see people for just being human, you can find a lot between you and another person when you look at them without all those filters. When you learn to just drop all those filters and see a person for just being who they are, and a human being just like you are, it's really peaceful to think about. And you learn to have just a lot more compassion and just being open-minded for other people as well, and just understanding other people when you can look at someone regardless of maybe what they do or how they've treated you, and just see them for the human that they are, and that they're trying to do the best that they can as well. It's really helpful. And then you can probably see, yeah, you know what? We are connected. And just because we have our differences doesn't mean that we are not in this together. And I think that's super important to know whenever you get caught up in those thoughts of judgment, that first, that's human. We all judge. And that's just what happens sometimes when we get into those state of mind. But to also know that that can fall back at any moment once you become aware of it. And once you are aware of it, you just instantly feel that sense of hope and comfort, really, for me, is knowing that, oh, you know what? I'm just caught up in my head right now. And that doesn't have to mean anything. Wow. This is a good discussion. I liked this.
This was a really good conversation.
Yeah.
I like talking about our values.
I do too. If you have been listening and you've heard something new for yourself, or if when you hear that value of we're all in this together, and you know how you think of that, what comes to mind for you, we'd love to hear back from our listeners, and just what you think about the conversation. Or if you have any other topics you would like to discuss, or if you want to be a guest on our podcast, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from all of you. So would you like to say anything else, Mari, before we end? I think we're done.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. It takes a spark to start a fire.